Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style and 16 Style Types.
And I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe and also 16 Style Types. And today in this video, we wanted to talk about the idea of feeling in control or wanting to have control when it comes to style and the choices that you make and how your style is being expressed versus this idea of going with the flow. And there's a real link to personality type and the 16 style types here with internal motivation and levels of comfort that we have with both of those. And like so many things when it comes to the application of the 16 style types, we all do everything. We just don't do it equally well. We're not equally motivated to do them both, you know, 50-50. We don't always find the same value. And of course, the way that it shows up can look really different. So me as an SJ going with the flow, not something I ever say that I do want to do, have any skill in, but let's just say I'm having a moment where I feel like perhaps I'm going with the flow. It's not going to look, feel, sound, show up anywhere near what, say, an SP is going to look, sound, and be like when they are going with flow. And so it's a really interesting way, angle. It's sort of like if we were looking at our 16 style types as a house with a wraparound veranda, we walk around and look through a different window. We see things from a different perspective. And this whole idea of control versus go with the flow is just deeply fascinating when you apply it to style.
Yeah. And so, you know, some people, it's that, like, you know, you talk about how you like to plan your outfits and planning your outfits for a week and getting it all ready. And that even if something changes, you rarely will change much about your outfit.
I'm committed to it, you know, and when I think about that event, I think about what I'm going to wear. I'm doing a few corporate gigs, two-day events coming up for the same client. And in my mind, from now until the end of the year, and in my mind, I'm already clear on what I'm going to wear. And it really would take something seismic, you know, massively, like, you know, disruptive for me to not wear that. And every time I think about my preparation, my planning for that event, what I'm wearing is part of it. And I don't mean in that sort of superficial, I'm going to look so good or any of that kind of stuff. It's actually much deeper than that. It's about who I'm going to be and how I'm showing up and how I'm going to be in relation to the people that I'm facilitating this for and what the content is about. And it has all of these links to my purpose and my outcome and my goals and the sense of managing harmony, but also it's meant to be a challenge. So how do you stretch on that continuum? And so for me, what I'm wearing is integral to who I am, how I'm showing up, and that includes all the pre-planning that I do and do. I always plan for months for things. Now, that's really different to have somebody with a different personality who literally could be going, oh, it's not right, that's tomorrow. Okay, well, let's just sally on into the wardrobe and see what we got.
Yeah, and I'm sure too that your planning there, like, it gives you that stability and comfort. There's a comfort in stability. There's a comfort, like, going, you know, I've got everything, I've got all my ducks in the row, and I'm comfortable that that's going to work. I've thought about it, I've made some decisions, and, you know, thought about the audience and all those sorts of things that have come into your criteria that you've made the decision on what you're going to wear. And that gives you that stability and comfort, because there's always something a little bit uncontrollable when you are presenting, because things can always change. So by having that comfort or that stability in the outfit and knowing that you're feeling good in that outfit, I imagine is a really calming sort of thing for you.
Yeah, it is. It serves a very necessary psychological and emotional need for me. And you're right, you make a really good point there about being able to then shift attention to other things about content or facilitation process or venue or things to do with the audience, particularly if I know that it's a mixed audience of people who desperately want to be there to the other end of the continuum. They're kind of being shoved in the back to come, and all of those that's your hostages. You know, for me, there is that element as well. But there's also just an element of just pure joy. For me, I've said this for years. You know, when I worked for Deloitte, sometimes I would say the best part of my day is getting dressed. And that was not to be negative about how I was going to spend my day. I loved the work that I did. But the putting clothes together, outfits, you know, curating a wardrobe, I didn't even know that term existed. But I loved this whole idea. I've always loved it. Way back to my Barbie dolls who had tortured lives and great wardrobes, thanks to my grandmother who sewed them all clothes. You know, it's been a part of my existence. And Style Types has really helped me to claim that in a way that I have never had language before. And I've known about type now for 30 years and been a practitioner for over 20. And it's really brought something unique and powerful and freeing to be able to put these things together. And of course, that's what we aim to do for the women who do our program and buy our reports is to provide this same sense of you get to choose, you know, and we give you a really great foundation on which to choose. Because if you were just, say, using, I don't know, me or people like me as a guide, if you have a different personality type, it's not going to gel. You're going to feel out of step. You're probably going to feel constrained in some way, or like it's boring or predictable or something that doesn't meet your psychological needs.
Yes, like so when you talk about, you know, you've planned some outfits for things later in the year. Whereas I could plan some outfits for things later in the year, but I know that I might wake up on that day and the outfit no longer feels right. It's not my mood of the day. And if I actually forced myself to wear it, I would feel psychologically uncomfortable all day.
Yeah.
And that would distract me from what I was doing rather than help me. And I think that's it. And this is where we'll see it in packing, you know, when we're traveling, whether it's easy or terribly hard to pack based on mood and all those sorts of things. But that's also another, I think, interesting thing. So in some ways I want to go a bit more with the flow than you would, even though I am not a P type as far as that, but I have more of a mood, and that's to do with my intuition. That there's more of a, if the vision does no longer gel, I've got a new vision that sometimes, and I'll do this. I'll lie in bed at night and I think, what will I wear tomorrow? And I'll kind of mentally put together an outfit, not physically, but mentally put one together. And then I can get up in the morning and go, nah, don't feel like it. Yeah. Even though there's nothing essentially wrong with the outfit, it just suddenly doesn't feel right.
And I listen to that and I think there's an illustration of the difference between NJ and SJ. Not that all SJs would do what I do and all NJs would do what you do, but it illustrates the process difference that can go on between those two. Because sometimes with type, we can look at one letter and say, oh, all J's are this and all P's are that, or all introverts are this, ill extroverts are that. And when you understand that there's actually a lot more going on, and it, you know, the dynamic nature of how the letters come together really feeds into it, you can start to see these interesting things. Because both Imogen and I being Jay, you would say, right, well, we're gonna see lots of things in approach to especially time and task that are going to be very, very similar. And what you see is things that are actually quite different. And then, of course, when we move that last letter to P, it also becomes different just in general for the 8 types that have P at the end of their type code. But SPs are very different to NPs. And this is where some confusion can sometimes come in because we think, well, surely all Ps are the same. And actually, SPs can often confuse themselves into thinking they're intuitives because they have a high need for variety. And probably out of all of the 16 star types, the 4 SP types, in my experience, would be the ones I would most likely characterize as going with the flow. That is their natural state of being, this sense of being present in the moment, no real sense of the past or specifically using the past to inform the present, let alone the future, and certainly not future oriented. And this is where the difference between SP and N can become really clear. You know, Richard Branson often considered such a visionary that he must be intuitive, Whereas in the type world, most people say he has to be SP because his sense of being in the present moment. And what we're not actually seeing is so much visionary, but that sense of variety, that sense of responding to options here and now, not necessarily creating a new future, which is what we see with, say, Elon Musk. Elon Musk is creating a new future. Elon Musk does not have a preference for intuition. I will walk to the golf in my highest high heel. It's just a really different entrepreneurial approach.
Yes. And when we're thinking about, you know, when we think about that SP type, they'll often, they think they're planned in a way. But I think if it's more, they're prepared. Like they are prepared to get into action with whatever happens. And Dario Nardi's work on, you know, the brain scanning with the different types. And he talks about the SP having the tennis hop, where it's the brain is ready to go whatever direction the ball is going in. And so that's where it's that I'm going with the flow. Whatever the direction the ball goes, I'm going that way. And so that's very interesting that his research with that, what he described as the tennis hop brain, is very interesting when we're thinking about that, because you go, yeah, they're ready to go anywhere. And so often their style, it's like it needs to be, they'll often, you know, talk about functionality being really important as part of their style because they've got to be prepared for all eventualities. And I always think the funniest things I always love when they start bringing out the things that might just happen that they need to have the right outfit on that they're prepared for. It's always quite amusing to me because it's things I would never think about.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the analogies we use for SP is the juggler. So it's a finite number of things that are being juggled, and the goal is to keep them moving and not have any of them fall to the floor. Although it's not a tragedy if they do, but that really is the goal. The metaphor analogy we use for NP is more like popcorn or shooting stars. We have a lot more things going on. The goal is not to keep them all from falling on the floor. It's really just to generate a lot of ideas. And maybe none of them will float. Maybe some of them will float. And what's really interesting is we see, particularly with our EN blank P, so our two ENFP, ENTP, those types, is we often see them saying that because of this, their style can go in so many different directions, literally limitless, that they self-impose some rules that give them that sense of structure. And that's, I think, when you understand that motivation, that really changes how you think about style rules, control, stability, because you wouldn't describe EN blank P as being about stability, rules, consistency. That's not what they're offering to the world when they're at their best self. It's in fact, almost the inverse of that. But when it comes to style, you just think about that for a moment, infinite possibility and that sense of anything goes. I mean, you might not get out of your wardrobe in the morning if you're using that as the thing that's going to help you go from style essence to style expression.
Yeah, and you can see that, you know, like, you know, I've had EN, you know, like ENPs talk about how they find it very hard to get rid of anything in their wardrobe because they can still imagine all these possibilities for these garments. So that possibilities mindset is really fascinating. But then when we do look at, so now we talked about in another video about Steve Jobs and his uniformed himself into the, you know, the black civvies, giving in the black jeans, where he kind of brought it right down to, I'm just going to wear something so that I've got all that, you know, as you know, the kind of Christmas tree brain, as Dario talks about, that NP brain being like a Christmas tree going off where things are flashing. It's like the, you know, it's the fireworks, it's the popcorns and stuff's going off everywhere. That's one less thing I have to think about in a way. And this is where too, is we can see other, you know, where it's almost like, you know, NP types who've kind of developed their own uniforms in a way. And I've seen it with plenty of very stylish NPs. There are some who want to have that true variety where it's something different every day. And then there's the others who go, you know what, it can become almost overwhelming. I'd never get out. I'd never get dressed because the possibilities are endless.
Just think about the INFP. Sorry.
No, you go.
I just think about INFPs and the examples that, you know, the women that we've had doing our program, that we've had the enormous pleasure and gift of them sharing insights into their approach to style. And we have had that one extreme of, I want massive variety. Literally, I am knitting my own clothing. I am thrifting. I am going to, garage styles, deceased estate styles. I am accessing my style resources from such a wide pool, and my look actually, when you look at it, seems to have a great deal of variance. There's an internal sense of consistency we can't see. But when you look at it, it looks hugely varied. And then we've also had INFPs who do have that sense of a uniform. If you look at it, it doesn't look very different. And they're drawing their sense of style inspiration from a smaller pool of ideas. But what we're seeing is that sense of feeling that's driving their style, that sense of values. And so, they're getting their sense of variety or their sense of control, their sense of going with the flow versus things have to have consistency. And it's manifesting in different ways, which is why it's quite difficult to look at somebody and say, oh, you've got to be this. Even somebody who's dressed in such a classic way, you'd have to say, oh, that has to be ESTJ. You know, navy suit, white or ivory, you know, blouse, pearls, that kind of a look. You actually can't tell. You can see where they're expressing an element from a style. You can see that. But the internal motivation piece, well, that's unique to each person, which is why when you see anything, there's a bit online that's linking the 16 personality types to style, it's often really at a superficial or very stereotypical level. It's because that motivation piece, the piece that's not available to the naked eye, is missing from it.
Yes, it's very much meme level, isn't it? And so I think that's where that style essence and our style expression, they're two different things, and that's what we dive deep into in our Your Type of Style program. It's bringing those two things together. It's like, what's our approach? What's the essence of our person and our personality and how we want to express that? And then how do I actually turn that into something concrete that I put on my back every day? And this is where we dive deep into how you want to do that. So you may be the NP who wants to create your own uniform as such, or you may be the one who wants to wear something different every day. You may be like Jill, where you want to, plan your outfits well in advance. And I remember one of my students who'd been a teacher, she said, every school holiday she'd plan 40 outfits and basically work through them during the term. I'm guessing she was an SJ type based on what she was telling me, but what those 40 outfits, they could have been, she was quite a creative dresser. So it wasn't that you don't see creativity, or it's not that you see a really, a conservative look. This is where it's learning that, how do you turn that style essence into that style expression in a way that makes you feel comfortable and confident. And that's what we really dive into in our Your Type of Style program.
Yeah, and so terms like stability and variety and go with the flow and control, one of the other things about them is we can have a sense of what they mean because somebody said, this is what this looks like. So if you're in a style rut, this is what it looks like. Well, we say you get to decide what those things mean. You get to decide if they're positive, if they're building you up with your style, or if they're letting you down. And this is also part of your type of style, is this sense of, what does this mean to you? Is it serving you at the moment? And, you're a dynamic living being. You're not operating in a vacuum. You're not the same as you were last year or 10 years ago. And, we cover all of these things in your type of style. And we really do give you the keys to the kingdom to make decisions that serve you the best when it comes to understanding your style, defining your style, and most probably importantly, expressing it in a way that's real and authentic to you.
Yeah, so we'd love to have you find out more if it's something you are interested in.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.